and understandably so. They're pretty offensive comments. Pretty racist, I think, completely ignorant, fairly hateful comments that Bundy made. So now the entire issue of the federal government and the Bureau of Land Management is on the back burner, if you can even say that. I'd say probably say it's off the radar altogether as a result of what Bundy has said. But is this, I mean, when we talk about Republicans and racism, the issue keeps coming up. Is this typical of Republicans? A lot of people think so. Now we'll get into that, get your reaction and your phone calls coming up. It's 8 o'clock. Great to have you here this morning. We want to get to your thoughts on the remarks made by Cliven Bundy. He's the Nevada rancher in the middle of this controversy with the Bureau of Land Management and the federal government down in Nevada. He's been refusing to pay grazing fees to the federal government because he's allowed his cattle to graze on what is federal land. The federal government owns 80% of Nevada. And so he's been in the midst of this dispute with them. And the Bureau of Land Management wrangled a bunch of his cattle. They collected a bunch of his cattle. And that really just sparked a strong response, not only from Bundy, but from a lot of supporters across the country, and rallied people to Bundy's side, who now are finding themselves running from Bundy at full speed because of comments that he made. Racial comments that Bundy made over the weekend. This was caught on video. He was talking to people who were at his ranch, and he said, "I want to tell you one more thing I know about the Negro. I've often wondered, are they better off as slaves, picking cotton and having a family life and doing things? Or are they better off under government subsidy? They didn't get no more freedom, they got less freedom," he says. Obviously, these comments have been decried by many as racist, and which I view them as incredibly racist and incredibly stupid. Just totally stupid. Who in their right mind is going to go out there and assert that somehow black Americans were better off as slaves than they are as free individuals? When we talk about freedom and liberty, and we talk about it being for all, that's truly what I believe in my heart. And to suggest that somehow people are better off as slaves than as free individuals, that's just incredibly ignorant and stupid and offensive. And any time, as I was listening to this, the minute you hear the word Negro, you know whatever is going to follow is not going to be good. So this is just incredibly ignorant, racist stuff. And apparently, because I thought, why in the world was he even on that subject? He's down there fighting the federal government. And this is the thing about, you get people talking and you figure out what they're all about. And this is what happened with Bundy. He's down there addressing a group of his supporters, and he got to looking around and he noticed that the people that were all down there were white. And so Bundy said, "Where is our colored brother? Where is our Mexican brother? Where is our Chinese? Where are they? They're just as much American as we are, and they're not with us. If they're not with us, they're going to be against us," Bundy said. So that was the video. Now, there are those who are saying this is what's wrong with the Republican Party. That you've got, and Republicans, there's no doubt about this, Republicans over have made their share of racist gaffes. And I'm not talking about people like Bundy. I'm talking about people actually in office. Republicans that have been running for office and have made their share of stupid racist comments. There's no doubt about it. Is this somehow indicative of a greater problem within the Republican Party. What do you think? 336-1320, 1-800-228-4435. Of course, I get deeply offended, and I'm sure you do too, at the suggestion that because any one Republican says something, that therefore the rest of us all share that kind of belief. You know, the idea that Bundy said something, therefore, because, you know, because I'm a Republican and because, you know, I'm among those who think the federal government is involved, appears to be involved in land grabs down there, and they own 80% of Nevada. Now they're eyeing more of Texas, the Bureau of Land Management. You know, that somehow I must be a racist too. Is this an, the Republicans get painted that way. Do you feel it is an ongoing problem for the Republican Party? If you've just joined us this morning, I want to get your thoughts on comments that were made by Nevada rancher Cliven Bundy, who talking about dependence on government of African Americans, said that they were better off as slaves, and were wondered rather. He says, I've often wondered, are they better off as slaves picking cotton and having a family life and doing things, or are they better off under government subsidy? And a lot of people, including Republicans and conservatives, who are distancing themselves from Bundy, who find his remarks racist. 336-1320 is our phone number. Hi, Steve. You're on Kello.
Hey, I just wanted to make a couple of comments with regards to, this whole Cliven Bundy issue. I have firsthand knowledge of what's going on out there and with Mr. Bundy. And I think we have to take into consideration, for one, you know, the man's in his 70s. So that kind of changes a little bit his frame of reference. But I think what he was trying to get across was, albeit not very succinctly, was that, which is better? You know, it's when, African-Americans were slaves, or nowadays when they're slaves to the government because they're on the on the government dole. He's trying to make a parallel.
How does that become an issue of race? I mean, that's not even an issue of race. When we talk about government dependence.
That's correct. I think the media has turned it into a racial issue. Now, he probably didn't say it.
No, I think you got plenty in the Republican Party who feel like me and, you know, who find it offensive. You got Michael Steele, who's the chairman, former chairman of the RNC, who the RNC's first black chairman, saying there's no place for that level of ignorance and stupidity around matters of race in our party. So I think there are plenty of people within the Republican Party who are distressed by what he said.
And I agree with that. He probably could have said it a little bit better. He's not a polished public speaker. He's just a rancher that's in his 70s, and he doesn't.
Why do you want to justify those comments? I just don't get that. I understand. Here's what's frustrating to me. There is a bigger issue that's going on down there about the Bureau of Land Management, the authoritarian government. There's no question about that. And part of what is unfortunate about this is it's a distraction from all that. I think we can still have that conversation, but not doing it by defending what Bundy said.
Oh, well, absolutely. And I'm not calling to completely defend what he said. I'm just trying to kind of characterize, he could have probably not said what he said the way he said it, but I think the point he was trying to make is lost in all the racial rhetoric. And then the second thing I was going to comment on just really quick was that, everybody wasn't spun up. You mentioned that people were spun up because the BLM came and herded his cattle away and, took a lot of blood to the cattle. That wasn't what everybody was spun up about. Everybody was spun up about the 204 federal BLM agents that came in there with M16s and bulletproof vests and helmets and armored vehicles. That's what they got spun up about.
Yeah, it was the, like the U.S. Army descending on this.
It was a tertiary issue that everybody was upset about.
No, and you're right. There were a lot of things, I think, that are at play there that people were upset about. You're right.
So those are just the two items that I want to say. I'm not trying to justify what Mr. Bundy said by any means. He obviously fluffed that one. He didn't come off sounding tactful at all. He did come off sounding incredibly racist. I don't think that was his intention. I don't think really that's what's in his heart. I think he was just trying to draw a parallel, and he didn't do it very well. So don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to defend racism or racist comments or anything like that. But on the other hand, let's keep our eye on the ball. The issue here isn't whether or not Clive Bundy is a racist, even if he's a raving racist, which he's not, even if he is. That still doesn't take away the problem that everybody had with what's going on.
Oh, I totally agree.
On the Bundy Ranch, which was overreaching government.
Well, I totally agree with you, Steve. We're in complete agreement about that. It, unfortunately, Bundy, though, you know, the less he would have talked, the better, because, you know, certainly now, because of his comments, getting the conversation back to the tactics used by the Bureau of Land Management is going to be a tall, a lot of reasons why people were concerned. All of that's gotten lost, and Steve, I completely agree with you, at least on that part of your comments. All of that now has completely gotten lost in over, you know, the comments that Bundy made. And here's the thing, Steve. You know, when, I want you to look at it this way. When Bundy was out there talking about the tyranny of the government and the Bureau of Land Management and all of that, those issues, nobody was going, well, you know, he's 70 years old. He really doesn't know what he's saying. Do you know what I mean? Everybody was, yeah, all right, brother, amen, let's go, yeah. Now the moment he says something that's, in my view, blatantly racist, offensive, ignorant as hell, now it's, well, you know, he's old and he said it for this or that reason. He really doesn't, we can't have it both ways. You can't have it both ways. We were, he was the guy, and now suddenly it's like, what? Wow. Here's the thing, you know, you give people time to speak and you begin to learn who they are. And I think it's worth noting that there have been some conservatives who have were distancing themselves away from Bundy prior to any of this, these racial comments happening, because they were realizing that some of the things that he was saying weren't in line with the reality of the situation down there. At least that's my view, is, you know, people get to talking, and the more they talk, of course, the more you get to know them. And I think this is a reflection of how he thinks, and I just don't think we can defend it. Now, having said that, again, Steve, I share your concern. The greater issue here, immediate issue at least, down in Nevada, is the issue of federal government and how much land they own down there and how they are handling this and the way they did respond to Bundy. Because regardless, Steve, totally agree with the comment you made when you said, regardless of whether he's a racist or not, the response from the federal government is over the top and wrong. 336-1320 is our phone number, 1-800-228-4435. Let's go to Jeff. Jeff's on the line. Good morning, Jeff. You're on Kelly.
Hey, Greg, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks, Jeff.
Well, I think everybody's taking Clive out of context. If you really listen to what he's trying to say, exactly what's happened to the black man and the black family, he's right on target. Back when slavery was in, all slaves were not treated bad. Some were, not to say all of them. A lot of them, they were all part of the family core with that plantation. And ever since that's all been done, the black family has slowly deteriorated since then. And it's just because of how they've been treated and discriminated ever since slavery was abolished. And I just think everybody took him out of context. He was just trying to make reference to how the government has treated people the whole time, you know, and enabled people that way. So I just think he was taken out of context. I don't think he meant to come off being a racist like he was. I don't think he was at all. I think he was wondering why maybe more black people weren't standing up for what was happening to him and his farm after he's seen it happen to that, you know, to them. That's kind of how I was taking it. Now, maybe I'm off base, but that's just kind of how I look.
No, I mean, you're going to, you will perceive it the way you perceive it, Jeff. I think we all perceive these things differently.
The problem is the truth hurts, Greg, and that's exactly what it is. He's just saying what's happened.
But here's the thing, and this is what I said to Steve. If we're talking about issues of government dependence, then let's talk about government dependence. That has nothing to do with race. The moment you start injecting race into the conversation, you can be guaranteed this is what will happen.
Absolutely, but this has happened to a lot of white people too.
That's exactly my point. So why talk then about the black? Why is Bundy talking about black people?
Well, because this happened mainly to them. It's happened to them their whole lives. They've been discriminated against. Totally, not because they're rich, not because they're poor, it's because of color. And they've had to, you know, ever since Parks was in the back of the bus, you know. Things started changing then. The family core of the black man was still together back then. It started changing ever since the schools started getting regulated.
But again, that's going on all across America.
He's just trying to make a point. Everybody's looking out on the project.
No, I understand where you're coming from. I don't think you're hearing me. My point is, the breakdown of the family is not only happening in black or African-American families, that's happening right across the board when we talk about the breakdown of the family. Now, granted, in urban communities, I think they do have a separate set of problems. I think we see a separate set of problems. We talk about it on the Native American reservations here in this state. If we're talking about government dependence, then let's talk about government dependence. And race doesn't have to be a part of that equation. Which have many responding to his comments as a racism, incredibly ignorant. We're getting your reaction at 336-1320. Grant's been patient and waiting. Thanks, Grant. Good morning. Yeah. You're on Kello.
Yeah, I've been paying for every minute I've been waiting, so this is kind of serious opinion to me. I listened to the whole interview with him on Clyde Lewis's show last night on your station. You know the show I'm talking about? It's just a matter of all sound bits, as far as I'm concerned with him. I didn't get any racist hatred out of it or anything. He talked about his friends, and he has Mexicans that are ranchers there, and it was about the family life, and they transitioned into, he said he drives into Las Vegas, and they see Negro families, as he phrased it, and they're all sitting out in their yard every day, and they're just not doing a thing, and it was kind of like he wonders if they're happy that way, And I just didn't get any of this. The whole conversation, he didn't have any racism in it. As far as naive, yeah, he's naive. The fact that, you know, they're slaves to the government because they get all their living and all everything that way. And that's just, I just listened to the whole thing and I didn't hear him.
Well, first of all, he's making an assumption about people that he's seeing. How does he know whether they're working, whether they're, I mean, that's it. So, first of all, he's making complete, total assumptions.
Well, they aren't working because he sees them out in front of their house.
And when he drives by, they might be working nights for all he knows.
Okay. Well, whatever. I just had to tell you, I had no inkling of racism or anything else. It was just.
Oh, I know, and I know there, and I know there are a number of people who won't. Yeah, and more's the pity.
Well, that's your opinion.
Yeah, and I appreciate yours, Grant. Thanks. 336-1320, 1-800-228-4435. Let's start with that. You know, he drives by, he sees people. Now, he's making all kinds of assumptions as to whether they're working, whether they're not working, and then race comes into it. That I won't defend it. I absolutely will not defend what he said. I do understand that there's a point here that's being made in regard to government dependence, but again, what's that got to do with race? When we start talking about people becoming dependent on government, that is not an issue of race. That happens to you got welfare families of every color and creed. So race isn't even an issue if we're talking about government dependence and the welfare state. Why does race even come into that? I wouldn't, when we have those conversations, I wouldn't bring race into it. 336-1320 is our phone number, 1-800-228-4435. Let's get to more of your comments. Callers are stacking up decidedly on the side of Bundy this morning, and I can't say that I'm surprised. Hi, Lee, you're on Kello.
Yeah, well, my comment is that, you know, Eric Holder, all his comments, how come nobody ever says anything about that?
I don't think that's fair to say. I mean, we pointed out.
I think it's completely fair. What Bundy said wasn't racist at all. You know, he lives out in the middle of the desert, and he's probably got a television. He sees all this stuff. No, I don't think there's anything racist about it at all.
Go on.
People's got to start waking up in this country. Absolutely, he's got to start waking up in the country. What's going on? But nobody seems to want to, including you.
Because I find his comments offensive?
Right, because there's nothing offensive about it. You know, he's an old guy back from...
That doesn't justify anything. Nobody, like I said earlier, you know, nobody was out when he was making his comments about... when he was making his comments about the Bureau of Land Management and, you know, the federal government, nobody was out there making apologies. You know, well, he's an old guy, and everybody was solidly behind him. Now suddenly he makes some comments that are offensive, ignorant, and people, well, he's old. He doesn't know any better. That's no defense.
Behind him, whether you want to admit it or not.
What? Say that again, Lee.
I said people are still solidly behind him, whether you want to admit it or not.
Oh, I see that.
No, absolutely, because, you know, and this goes for everybody. Everybody's getting tired of just a small minority of people and just shoot off their mouth and cause all kinds of trouble and sit on their butt and let everybody else pay for everything they got.
But you're missing my point. And I've made it I don't know how many times throughout the hour. And this is what's unfortunate. When you make comments like this one, it distracts from the real issues that are at play down there. And we've talked about them. The Bureau of Land Management, the way they responded, you know, descending on Bundy virtually with an army, the accumulation of land that the federal government's involved in down there. Those are real issues. And I'm totally... you know, I'm totally sympathetic to that, very, very concerned by it. But when you speak this way, it does a complete, you know, people, you're going to completely draw people's attention away from the very thing you want them to be concerned about.
Well, whoever was asking the questions, that was probably intentional to...
Nobody was asking the questions. Again, I don't know how many times this hour I've said, he was speaking to supporters down at his ranch. There was nobody asking questions. There was nobody trying to lead him into a trap. This was Bundy speaking off the cuff and made those comments. So if you want to defend them, you'll have to do it without me. Because I just think it's ignorant. Who in their right mind is going to suggest that black people were better off as slaves than today? Who in their right mind is going to say that? And who in their right mind is going to defend it? If we want to talk about dependence on the federal government, then race has absolutely nothing to do with it. We could talk about it, and we have talked about it here, about the growing dependence on the federal government. You see what a mess this has turned into because of Bundy and his comments and what he did. And I think Republicans have got to be solid here on the issue of, they've got to be clear on the issue of race. And I think we got to root out those kind of comments when they get made. We're out of time. Have a great weekend. So long until Monday, and may God bless.